when we are wholly absorbed in watching a cinema picture, to the extent that we forget ourselves and our personal affairs, the ego temporarily disappears and ceases to exist for us. This too means, if it means anything at all, that the ego exists only by virtue of its existence in our consciousness. If we exercise ourselves in withdrawing attention from the ego, not to bestow it upon a cinema picture, but to bestow it upon our own inner being, we may succeed in getting behind the ego and discovering the witness self.